Oh, my battery.
Lewis. I need a battery.
Well, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.
I can't do it. Yep, he needs adjustment.
All right. I think we need about 30 more seconds for final good mornings and fellowship and greeting.
Mm-mm. It just now crashed.
I'll catch on.
Sometimes silence begets silence. Let's stand to our feet. This morning we call the church to worship with a great song of praise that the worship team has prepared to lead us in this morning. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. May that be our purpose this morning in our worship, to adore, to worship, and to praise the Lord. Father, we come into your presence by your grace, by the blood of Jesus, by the work that was accomplished for us through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. We come to give praise to the Father and to the Son and to the Spirit. Tune out for me and for all of us, Father, who come together with sometimes literally hundreds of things on our minds, things that need to be done, things that are bothering us, things that distract us, things that we have a hard time letting go of, Father. May they all be lost in your presence and in the power of praise to your most holy and wonderful name. So we come before you in this attitude this morning. Father, lead us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays, stars and angels sing around thee,
flash and sing.
Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea,
chanting bird and flowing mountain, call us to rejoice and sing.
Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean, depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals join the mighty chorus, which the morning star began. Father, love is reigning o'er us, brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. us onward in the triumph song of life. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music lifts us onward in the triumph song of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saints, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Justice, all will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for the groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, Jesus, come. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. So we wait for you. We wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for the groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing. Like a bride waiting for the groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Jesus, come. God, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. God, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming.
we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. God, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a king, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our king, we sing, even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Yes, Jesus.
Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Yes.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. When darkness sends to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the trumpet sound, oh may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
Hallelujah, Lord. Father, thank you so much that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Thank you so much.
May be seated.
There's a lot going on in our church life, and hope we can all slow down and enjoy the journey, so to speak. But there's several things that are upcoming that I really would like for you to focus on. And picking up on this right now, if you would take it upon yourself to be advertising for our homecoming. All those things that I'm not up on that most of you are, like Facebook and texting and all the things that you can pass on to your friends and to folks that have moved away that were a part of the church, in addition to our own radio and newspaper advertising that we will do, really encourage you to get the word out. That'll be Sunday, August the 26th, in the morning worship, and then Tuesday and Wednesday the 28th and 29th in evening services. In addition to helping us advertise that through all of your contacts, we would like to call the church to prayer for that meeting. It's our 40th anniversary. It's also a time of ministry that we're looking forward to, with Barry being back with us. So we would encourage everyone to join in prayer for these three meetings. We'll probably put together a little guideline whereby there's some specific things that perhaps you could commit to prayer the week preceding. And so advertising is good. Prayer is better. So would you focus on that with us for the last few days of our month of August, the 26th, the 28th, and the 29th. Now, the Monday night is kind of a day of rest and also an opportunity to support the Habitat for Humanity auction and dinner, which has been a big event for our community, and we did want to support that. So if you'll keep those events in mind. When you look at that list of upcoming events, you see all these different things, and I hope that you hold on to those and do not lose track. And the Wednesday night class that Rick Lee started last Wednesday will meet again this Wednesday, and the time is 7 p.m. here in the church auditorium. So that's this Wednesday night. Tonight at 6, the elders and deacons are meeting. And it does appear that we're getting in a much, much better position to move forward with our building project. So many things are coming into line. And when we have formulated a plan that would be the right plan, we'll be hopefully breaking ground. We have a goal. I know we got set back really bad, but we have a goal right now, talking with the elders and deacons and talking with others who can actually be involved in the building itself to have the addition under roof before cold weather. A lot of things have to happen, but we believe the things are finally aligned properly for that to happen. So we are excited about that. Those were the things that I wanted to make sure we gave special emphasis to. I'm sure that I've forgotten a few things, one of which is Vance just handed me a list that comes from our community prayer group that meets on the second Saturday of every month. And there are some specific things that we want to add to our prayer, daily prayer chain that goes out. We will make copies of these so that folks by next Sunday can have those to stick on your refrigerator or reminders wherever you put them of things to pray for our two communities of Mercer and Boyle County. So if there are other announcements, I will share. Several folks asked me about update on David Hopewell. I was actually able to go visit with David and Terry on Thursday. He is home recuperating, but what he thought was going to be 2 to 3 weeks is probably going to be 2 to 3 months of recovery, because they thought they could do that surgery robotically in Cincinnati after 2 hours plus of that type of approach. Couldn't, took a break and came back and did it the old-fashioned way with breaking the sternum and a bypass. He had a widowmaker artery 90% block, but he is improving, is in good spirits, and I talked to he and Terry. They sent their love to the church here. So that's an update on David. So I think that's everything that I had planned to share during this sharing time for the moment. If there's another announcement, raise your hand and be recognized, and then we'll move forward.
Well, I have a announcement to make for my young friend here, Jacob, who's a little shy. He is now an uncle as of this morning, and the baby's name is Aurora, and he'd like to ask for prayer for her.
I just wanted to say thank you for all the prayers our family has definitely needed in the last 2 months with losing my dad and then mom having a heart attack last week and being at the hospital all week with her. But she is has moved into the nursing home in Lawrenceburg where George is, so he'll be able to see her and she can fuss at him every day instead of me. If you would pray that she adjusts well. This is the fifth time that we've had to move her from where the diagnosis of Alzheimer's from 5 years ago. So each time that there's a big stressor, we lose just a little bit more of mom. And it's very traumatic moving to a new place and her trying to remember where her room is and who the people are around her. So if you would just continue to lift her in prayer. But I just wanted to say thank you for the prayers for the last couple of months. Our family has definitely felt it. I have felt it. We're exhausted from doing everything that we needed to do, but God is good, George just said. Now to switch gears here and put on my business hat, if I'm not mistaken, August is the month that we need to re-sign with Kroger so that any donations that you want from your Kroger card.
I could speak to that knowing very little about such things, but I believe I was told that is no longer required. It's automatic.
It's automatic.
I believe.
Wonderful.
We will double check that, but I believe that was such a hassle that it became an automatic.
Okay.
You didn't have to do it. We'll double check that.
So those that aren't aware of it, you can go on to Kroger with your Kroger card and make a donation. They will give a donation from what you spend at Kroger throughout the year toward whatever organization that you put on there, whether it's the church or Cancer Society or whatever. They will give a donation from what you spend through the year with them. So, and the church has benefited from that in the past years.
I just wanted to say thanks, too, for everybody who's been praying for me as I recover slowly. And thanks also for some guy writing to the Harrisburg Herald and having my back. And if anybody read that. I'd also like to say that everybody goes through rough times, whether it's your own making or circumstances of life. But I just have to be constantly reminded that God is always faithful to take care of us and supply all of our needs and everything that we need. And I was just reminded of that Hebrews chapter and 11 about, you know, and I think, you know, they told those stories and kept passing them on, you know, that God's faithful. Remember this, remember this, remember this, remember this. So I think that a lot of times I take things for granted and forget to say, you know, thank God and thank other people for the things they do. And but I just want to take that opportunity to say that. And thanks again, and thanks to God for his faithfulness.
I just want to add to that just a little bit, is that we need to decide who God is in our life before something bad happens. Because in the midst of it, it's hard to remember when you're down and you're scared and you're whatever, whatever. So, you know, we just need to take the time to say, you know, Jesus is Lord and he is the Son of the living God and he is our Savior and our Sanctifier and our Redeemer and, you know, on and on before the crisis happens.
I just want to give an update on my sister that started out on the 4th of July in Frankfort Hospital and then was moved to Heritage Hall in Lawrenceburg for several weeks, and she is now in St. Joe's Hospital and has been there for, I guess, about a week. You lose track of time and days, but anyway, she's had some extensive tests done and maybe looking at a very serious surgery. I can't say that I'm all for all of this, but I'm not in charge, so I just ask for prayers that I keep my composure with these decisions that are being made, and that God be with her son that is making decisions. He's the only one that can. He's the oldest son and in charge of everything, and so just have compassion for all of them, and God's will be done for my sister. You know, she and I and others are fine with if God's timing is to take her on home, but her son isn't in that place yet. So just ask for prayers for him and his decisions and for God's grace and mercy for her and her sons and all of the family as we go through this time with her. Thank you.
Just want to plug the homegoing service for Caitlin Beckley. This celebration of life, it's Saturday, 2 o'clock at the Lexington City Church, formerly Quest Community Church. And just pray for the family. This is, it's hard. You know, we've got one brother coming in that morning from California, and just things can go wrong, you know, with flights and stuff. Just pray that his changeovers will be good, and that and we've got another group coming up from Florida, another group coming from Dayton. So a lot of traveling. Just pray that that would all work out, and just pray that comfort, we know comfort will be there. And also, we had mentioned that we were going to plug this for a couple of weeks, but it somehow fell through the cracks. Last week we talked about Caleb Morrison and being, you know, on our worship team and for 5 years and stuff, and he's getting ready to move, and we thought as a church, the leadership thought it'd be really nice to bless him. So we've got a basket in the back that if you want to, you know, financially bless him with a, we don't pass the plate usually, just put Caleb Morrison on there, and we'll probably continue this for another week at least. So I just didn't want that to fall through the cracks.
And in regard to Kaylin Beckley's memorial service and other
related ways of paying respect. You do have an insert in your bulletin probably with all the information you would need in regard to that, so please check that. Ann?
I'm just thankful that Brian is here alive and well with us, and that Marty Walker is here alive and well with us.
Amen. Yes. There's much to be thankful for sometimes in those split seconds where life and death, and those are mysteries beyond us, aren't they? Some are spared and some are not. And those things are in God's hands. But for the ones that bless us, we praise Him and thank Him for that. Birthdays and anniversaries. Actually, I think there are a couple of birthdays. Today is Stephen Morrison's 48th birthday today. He's 48. I had to do it quick. Yeah, hard to believe. Tuesday the 14th, Dorothy Doherty's, and that's not her 48th birthday, but we don't know where it is. But happy birthday anyway, Dorothy. And Tuesday the 14th, Colleen, I'll celebrate number 53. So I don't know what we'll do, because we really are both at that place where our back goes out more than we do. So I'm not real sure what we might do to celebrate. But we may go sit on our new deck that we just got built. I want to say thanks to Ricky Young and Tommy Dean and Josh Johnson, who came yesterday. We had an area we'd been wanting a deck, and we went to bed Friday night not knowing when they were going to come, so somebody's knocking on our door while we're trying to sleep late Saturday morning, and those guys came in, built the deck, and we sat on it last night. So if next time you come, you can sit on our deck and think about those guys. Thank you very much for doing that. All right, so we may do that on our anniversary. Have we covered everything this morning? It's good to see everybody. Glad to have Adina with us in a little while. She's going to share about Mexico and what God's put on her heart and what God's doing down there. And we're always glad to have her back with just a blessing to see her. She's a busy girl. Let's bow together. Father, we've talked about so many things and brought so many things before your throne of grace. And I'm just reminded, Lord, that we don't really know the how or the why of prayer, but we just know that you've told us that when we pray, you listen. And we think that's a miracle, Father, that you hear us, and you've promised to hear us. And we see many, many times physical evidence in front of our eyes of things that you have done. But we thank you also, Father, for all the things you do for us that we don't even think to ask for, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even ask or think or imagine. That's what your word tells us. So we thank you for answered prayer that we can see. We thank you that you always hear us, and that we trust you for the things we don't see and don't understand. And so we rejoice with those today who rejoice, and we weep with those who weep. Our hearts are touched as your heart is touched. We thank you for meeting all our needs and beyond because of your great riches, your unlimited riches of glory, grace, in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. We'll dismiss the children to Children's Church. We'll have a few more moments of worship and singing. And so, Rock, if the team would come on back.
Just a reminder, you know, I always ask you, would you stand with me? But if you're uncomfortable, you know, please don't feel like everybody's looking at you if you sit down later or choose not to stand. You worship in what the way you want to, but I know it's easier to sing when you're standing, so stand with me, please.
Faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation, waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation. Still you know my heart, the author of salvation. You've loved us from the start, waiting here for you. With our hands lifted high, and it's you we had done, singing hallelujah. You everything you promised, your faithfulness is true. We're desperate for your presence, and all we need is you.
Yes, Jesus.
Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high. We will sing alleluia, singing alleluia, alleluia, singing alleluia, alleluia. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high in praise, and it's you,
yes it's you,
we adore, singing with our hands lifted high in praise, and it's you,
yes it's you,
we adore,
we adore,
singing alleluia, we're singing alleluia. Hallelujah. Waiting here for you.
Waiting here.
here for you.
Lord, with our hands,
yes, Jesus,
lifted high,
desperate for your presence, Jesus,
in praise, and it's you.
Yes, it's you.
We adore.
We adore.
Singing Alleluia. Alleluia.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
With the mountains and the sea, the river runs with me.
Is it D?
D or E?
D?
D.
Yeah, like on the schedule.
Thank you. Sorry, guys.
Over the mountains and the sea, the river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth. I will daily lift my hands. I will always sing when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. I will always sing when you're looking down. I can sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love. Forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
Oh, I feel like dancing.
It's foolishness, I know. When the world has seen the light, runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in your truth, and I will daily lift my hands. I will always sing of when your love came down.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, oh my soul, I worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes
up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me,
yes, Lord,
let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. I worship your holy name.
You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000
You may be seated.